I don't know.
We're all right.
They say Red Heart is down to his last $5. We're going down to Arlington to see him one last time. He was known for building houses, drinking beer, and killing Nazis. And if that was all I've asked him, well, he'd have done just fine. His family fled from the old world wars and famines, sober scotch and drunken patty, Dutch mine here and German too. And they all made their way to the green hills of New Jersey, where it was turning 16 on the eve of World War II. And a single mother raised him through the Great Depression. He never knew his father, and he never told us why. But his mother surely told him that he was too young for the army. When Uncle Sam, he needed a man, and he turned the blind eye. He said the grandpa was a boozing, and he stayed out every night. He was hard as nails, and don't bring a hammer to his throat. Maybe working and raising a family ain't as easy as it seems when you fought and bled and saved the world before you turned 19. Sam, he trained him up with eagles on his shirt sleeves, strapped him in a flying machine, and dropped him out on France. And the mademoiselles came running, said that stream behind him, and he might have made a wedding dress, but Red never got to dance. Because Grandpa was a boozer, and he stayed out every night. He was hard as nails. Raising a family ain't as easy as it seems when you fought and bled to save the world before you turned 19. Him, and it is not my custom to speak ill of the dead. He won a bronze star for valor, and he weren't half bad, Grandpa. But a lot of that wish came between, it's probably better left unsaid. Because Grandpa was a boozer, and he stayed out every night. He was hard as nails, and on the ring a hammer to this. As it seems, when you fought and bled and saved the world, boys are 19. Now Grandpa hated commies, and he only had 9 fingers. None of them got blowed off in the war or in the mines. And he taught me how to drive a nail and about life on the mountain, since that was all I asked. Stayed out every night. He was hard as nails, known to bring a hammer to this place. Maybe working and raising a family ain't as easy as it seems when you fought and bled and saved the world before you turned 19. They say Red Heart is down to his last $5. We're going down to Arlington to see him one last time. Building houses, drinking beer, and killing Nazis. And if that was all I've asked him, well, he'd have done just fine.
We love anti-fascist sounds.
Well, we do.